A few weeks ago, the state Supreme Court ruled against a clergy abuse victim who was basically challenging a state law that prevents victims of sexual abuse from suing religious organizations. But the court indicated it would be open to hearing additional cases that have better evidence the church knew about the abuse. So the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, has asked a state appeals court to overrule a Milwaukee judge who threw out a combined case against two former priests. One of the former clergy members, the late Siegfried Wadera, is thought to have abused dozens of children during his time with the Milwaukee Archdiocese, before he was moved to California and abused children there. SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley says there are documents proving the church covered up for Wadera.
They're going to read hundreds of documents with some of the most damaging evidence in the United States against any diocese, and we'll see if they're going to say, we can't do anything about it.
Isley says it's possible the appeals court may send the case directly to the state Supreme Court. Isley says California courts have already ruled in favor of Wadera's victims.
And they ruled unanimously, looking at these documents, that victims of Father Wadera in California could proceed in civil cases against the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. They can do it. Wisconsin victims can't.
Isley says there's also evidence the church knew about abuse committed by the other former priest in the combined case, Father Franklin Becker. The Milwaukee Archdiocese says it hasn't seen the new appeal, but a spokesperson says the church remains committed to combating sexual abuse by clergy. Both the church and SNAP say they're open to meeting with each other, but no talks have been scheduled. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.